Establishing and improving your credit. Let me be perfectly clear from the beginning. You don't need credit or cash to buy real estate. But having good credit is definitely the icing on the cake. While it's true that you can purchase real estate without credit, when you start to establish a credit history, your investment efforts can improve dramatically. I was a child of Depression-era parents who taught me not to owe money, so I learned early to pay cash. And the result? When I began my real estate investment career, I had no credit record at all. I mean, I didn't have bad credit, I just had no credit. But that didn't stop me, and I was still able to borrow hundreds of thousands of dollars without filling out a credit application or a loan application. I borrowed at single-family home by single-family home, apartment building by apartment building, and I borrowed it from sellers, and I borrowed it from partners. Nevertheless, to secure financing in a real estate transaction, it's extremely helpful to establish a credit record. Having a good credit report is important in another way, too. It means you can obtain some credit cards. And those lines of credit may be just what you need to pay off some closing fees or to buy supplies or renovate a property you plan to flip and profit from. And it's amazing. Credit breeds credit. Once you become a successful investor, you'll find credit extended to you everywhere. And if this is an area you've neglected, give it some attention. It'll pay off in the long run. In real estate investing and in all areas of your life. In this audio chapter, I'm going to discuss how credit can help you in your real estate investing career, how to obtain and evaluate your credit report, how to dispute any errors in your credit report, and how to establish new credit from scratch, repair bad credit, or improve your existing credit. Let's begin.